This was not the first time I'd come across this situation. Agile, conceived originally to bring a more responsive, evidence-based, customer-centric way of working to software engineering, has been productized in recent years. This productization has changed the intended goal of the Agile work philosophy. Instead of focusing on the responsiveness of the software engineering teams, i.e., how quickly the team could react in the face of uncertain market conditions, software complexity, evolving customer behavior, and other things like this, Agile is being hired today to drive velocity. The only goal that matters to most Agile software teams is the efficient delivery of high-quality code. Coaches, trainers, workshops, books, webinars, and blogs extol the efficiency virtues of Agile, promising greater predictability, throughput, and productivity by limiting customer feedback to the stakeholder, not the end user, while relegating design to nothing more than a final code of aesthetics. This is, of course, a ludicrous concept given the unpredictable and complex nature of software. Adding in distractions, such as design, experimentation, or continuous learning, only increases the amount of time it takes to get code to market. The seemingly endless parade of Agile coaches and trainers have mostly chosen to focus narrowly on these ideas of velocity and efficiency, ignoring the other elements needed for success.